Schilling replaces outgoing Minority Leader Chris Larson, who announced this week that he was dropping out of the race. She takes control of a 14-member Democratic minority in the Senate. Schilling notes that half of those senators are women.
We make up 50% of our caucus, and that is reflective of Wisconsin as well.
Schilling did not criticize Larson for his handling of the past election, in which Democrats hoped to win three open seats to win the Senate. Instead, they lost all three, leaving Republicans with a 19-14 majority. Similarly, Schilling did not criticize Republicans. She says her goal right now is to find areas where the parties can work together.
I hope we can find those common grounds. We can make those relationships that things go happen on the floor. We talk about things in a very vigorous manner. But then at the end of the day, we can check our D's and check our R's at the door, and we can go out and recognize that we are colleagues as well.
Schilling says there are issues that Democrats will push on their own.
Well, the voters clearly are on our side when we talk about increasing the minimum wage. They're on our side when it comes to expanding Badger Care and accepting that federal money.
Schilling says it's premature to talk about how her party could take back the Senate. She says Democrats will meet privately to talk about how to better connect with voters. Schilling was first elected to the state assembly in 2000. She won her Senate seat in 2011, defeating Republican Dan Kopenke in a recall election. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.